USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong protesters threw bricks and gasoline bombs at the police, who responded with tear gas as chaotic scenes returned to the summer-long anti-government protest for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Hundreds of black-clad protesters armed with bamboo poles and baseball bats fought with police officers wielding batons on a main road following the march that was sparked by surveillance fears. Fernando Chang is trying to build a bridge between the police and the young protesters.
The youth don't necessarily listen to the legislators, but we are here to witness what's going on, be the bridge between the police and the protesters, make sure that there's sufficient time for the protesters to respond, make sure that the police don't jump onto their violent conclusions so fast.
The violence has interrupted nearly 2 weeks of calm in Hong Kong, which had been gripped by a turbulent pro-democracy movement since June. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and a resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Churches across the nation will mark a disturbing anniversary this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The bells will be rung at churches on Sunday to mark the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first African-American slaves in the English colonies. Most churches will do so at 3 p.m. local time, ringing them for 4 minutes, 1 minute for each century of slavery on these shores. It's part of a year-long commemoration spearheaded by the 400 Years of African American History Commission, which is administered by the National Park Service.
Another Democrat has dropped out of the race for the presidency. Representative Seth Moulton ended his White House bid. His exit leaves 21 Democrats in the field. The three-term congressman said in a speech that he feels confident he raised issues that are vitally important to the American people and the future. He said he will continue to pledge vigorously for the eventual Democratic nominee. His campaign was focused on foreign policy, national security, and mental health, as well as helping veterans. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedom. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Rock singer Eddie Money says he now has stage 4 esophageal cancer. The singer, known for such hits as Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight, says his fate is now in God's hands. Money's comments appear in a video released from his Access television reality series called Real Money. The full episode airs on September 12th. In the video, Money said he discovered he had cancer after what he thought was a routine checkup. He's had numerous health problems recently, including heart valve surgery earlier this year and pneumonia after the procedure, leading to the cancellation of his summer tour. 36 women will vie for the crown of Ms. America in Long Beach, California over the weekend, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. This is USA Radio News.